Good morning and welcome to the DFS Armor YouTube channel. I am Razzle11 and you can find me on X at Razzle11 Grinds. Gonna take a look at some pitching for today, the 19th of August, Saturday. Got a m messed up slate of games. They moved three games up from Sunday to create double headers today, which is a little annoying or frustrating, or I don't know, what do you want to call it, but schedules are a bit all over the place, so we're gonna just focus on the 10 game main slate this evening. I'm trying to think, it's gonna take a look. It's the Tampa Bay LA game. The Arizona San Diego and Miami LA. I assume DraftKings is keeping game twos as part of this main slate. Obviously, I haven't seen anything, so we do need to pay attention. Yesterday they did remove the Cleveland-Detroit game two from the main slate scoring, so we will have to pay attention here. But let's dig into the pitching. Our weather station hasn't been updated yet this morning. It is a little earlier than normal, so we will need to pay attention to the weather, of course. At the top, we get Framber Valdez, a minus 155 home favorite against a Seattle squad that strikes out plenty. Framber has not been sharp since his no-hitter, allowing two home runs in each start. Both have come on the road. Was solid against Seattle in his one start against them. He's been at his best at home this season, even though he is under 500, which is strange to see, given his numbers at home. K numbers much better at home. He obviously has, excuse me, the no hitter. He also has another complete game shutout. Home run rate at home is extremely low. One every 21 innings is insane. But yeah, I love the upside. Been a little less consistent this season than the last couple of years, but at 10.2K, I think he's underpriced actually, based on the pitcher that he is and the matchup. To me, that's just underpricing him maybe by 600 or 700, compared to with how they've been pricing the top tier pitchers on each slate. Kodai Senga is a minus 115 road favorite against the Cardinals. Struggled against them earlier this year, allowed a couple home runs. Did strike out eight. Strikeouts are nice. Didn't allow a ton of hits. Hasn't been as great on the road. Basically, is going to allow a couple runs. His trends are basically a couple runs, a couple walks. But he's going to get some strikeouts to offset those. So I think he's certainly worth the price tag. Logan Webb going against Atlanta. Atlanta's minus 120 favorite. Game total 9.5. Webb is a strong pitcher. Not as strong on the road, and obviously this is the Atlanta offense, which is the best in baseball. Just can't do it with Logan Webb. I'm actually hoping for a rough outing, help out Spencer Strider's Cy Young numbers. I think Strider bypassed Webb last night in DK odds, but he's definitely up there. Julio Urias taking on the Marlins. He's been phenomenal at home. His road numbers are just disgusting. Struck out 12 against the Rockies in his last home start. Gets an extra day of rest. Did allow three runs, which is a little annoying. I'm gonna guess he probably gave up a three-run home run, based on the fact he only allowed four hits. Went into Arizona before that, shut them down. Oakland. He's definitely throwing the ball much better. So to get him at 9,200 against the Marlins, very intriguing. I don't see any Vegas lines yet, which kind of to be expected with these double headers that are being kind of forced due to weather and the hurricane going on. Zach Eflin, another one in the game two of the hurricane. The Angels do strike out. Eflin's been really volatile of late. A couple great starts and a couple really bad starts. Certainly has upside. His K numbers aren't as consistent as they were to begin the season. Bouncing around a little bit. I'm intrigued. I just don't think I'm going to go too heavy on him. Don't really enjoy the road splits. Don't really fit greatly here. I know the Angels do have some strikeouts in the lineup, though, so there is enough upside that he's going to be of interest to me tonight, but I don't see myself going super heavy on him at all. In fact, if things kind of open up with some of these guys, other guys later, I also don't have a problem removing him from my pool at this point. He's not some guarantee in the spot. Logan Gilbert, underdog in this Houston game, did shut them down earlier this year. I think that start came at home. He has been better on the road. Let's take a look. Oh, actually, it was in Houston that Gilbert shut them down. So, absolutely dominated San Diego, but then struggled with Kansas City. All pitching struggled in that Kansas City series from both sides. So, just kind of shake that one off and move on. I don't mind Gilbert against Houston here, especially if Houston's going to be without Kyle Tucker again. Tucker was scratched yesterday. So there's a chance that Gilbert faces a weaker version of the Houston lineup. So I am intrigued enough. I think I'd rather play F1 right now, but that one's gonna, I'm gonna go back and forth on that one all day. But I definitely would prefer Urias, and I'd prefer to play Sonny Gray down here underneath him at price point. He's been slightly better at home. K rate's a little higher, walk rate lower. Coming off of a strong start at Philly. Strikeouts have been up again, which is nice to see. Pretty important. His strikeouts do kind of bounce around a bit. He's a pretty solid minus 170 home favorite in this one. Hasn't pitched at home in a while. It's kind of crazy the way the schedule is kind of falling for him, but definitely a very strong spot against Pittsburgh at home. So definitely him over Gilbert and Eflin. I'd actually think I'd prefer Gray over Senga even this evening. Mitch Keller against this Minnesota team hasn't been as strong on the road. K numbers are way up on the road, which is nice. I'm going to have to play Mitch Keller tonight, even though he's cooled off considerably from his great start to the season. He at one point he was, a top four or so in the Cy Young odds category. Things have kind of fallen off, a lot more volatile. K's haven't been as consistent or strong, but I love the K upside in this matchup, coming off an extra day of rest in Minnesota. Game total of 8.5. Minnesota does have a decent team total, but they do strike out a ton. So I think there's some pretty strong upside for Keller. Do I think he goes for 40 again, like he did in back-to-back starts here? Probably not. He just doesn't seem like he's the same guy. But could he go for 30? I think so. So I will have my exposure. Merrick Kelly struggled against San Diego the first time he faced him. We don't have odds for this one either. Coming off a strong start in Coors, strong against the Twins as well. Actually, it was solid against the Dodgers, just no strikeouts. He's kind of on the borderline. I think right now I'm going to end up without Merrill Kelly, but San Diego isn't exactly torching the baseball right now, so I'm gonna just sit and debate that one internally for a little bit. And he could make it, or he might end up out. Tanner Bibby against Detroit struggled against them in his one start earlier. His home numbers are extremely strong during his rookie season here. Has been really good. Hasn't allowed more than 3 runs since June 13th. K's are solid. Generally doesn't really hasn't been walking people. Kind of extreme, basically like a zero or a three or four, at times. But it's hard to not love a pitcher against Detroit, especially when they're at home. 20 plus DK points in 4 of his last 5 starts. I assume he's a pretty solid favorite here. Still doesn't, I don't see odds listed. I know Matt Manning was pushed back to today. I wonder if there's a chance that he gets pushed back again. I'm not sure if there's some health going on or whatever, but Tanner Bibby definitely in my pool. I like him more than Merrill Kelly tonight, for sure. Yu Darvish, certainly an option. Made 2 starts against Arizona. Ton of walks, but he's just not allowing any hits to them. Coming off a rough start, but that was against Baltimore. Dominated a difficult Texas squad, showing some pretty strong upside. So, very intriguing there. Not going to make him a priority by any means, but I think he's going to end up in my pool. I don't. It already looks like there's going to be a bunch of decisions that need to be made here to get down to an 8-man pool for myself. So, Eury Pérez, one of my favorite young pitchers in baseball, not going to do it against the Dodgers. He has struggled on the road. He hasn't looked great since being recalled from the minors. Not sure why he was even sent down, but that's a question for somebody other than myself. Patrick Sandoval against Tampa Bay. I think there's some K upside here, but man, Sandoval's kind of all over the place. I'm not going to make him a priority. He might make it. I don't think he's going to, but he certainly might. I'm not completely ruling him out yet. Just because I tend to place Patrick Sandoval, and I don't know why. Miles Mikolas at home. Struggled against the Mets earlier. His numbers at home aren't that great either. Just don't think I need to go there. The Mets are a slight home road favorite. So, Yonny Chirinos, the Braves being a -120 favorite. He has not looked good with the Braves. I don't think I can go there at this point. I think I just need to see it to believe that he's capable of doing something strong again. Cole Irvin against his former team. This is a spot that I might be intrigued with here. It's a -170 favorite. I think coming off of a pretty strong performance, the one issue is, do we see, 80 pitches, or, are they going to jump him up enough? He threw just 67 in his last start. But it was very promising against Seattle. So I'm interested in Cole Irvin. I don't plan to go too heavy, but I'm certainly interested in him because the upside is there at the price point. But other than that, that's kind of the look at pitching. I don't think I'm going with Freeland, even though the White Sox did struggle quite a bit in game one. I just don't think I need to go there. I can get probably a better performance out of Cole Irvin tonight. So there we have it. There's my first look at pitching. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on to get that alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. If you want to join us, I'll put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, it's RAZ, for 10% off monthly. And as always, best of luck, everybody.